is an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the seventh canto, right? Chapter 10. And what is the verse on the board? Okay, but I think we start at 27, right? Anyway, give me a second here, I'll find it. Because there are one or two verses that don't have any purport. We'll read those first. So, yeah, all right, we heard Lord Rama's prayer yesterday. So we start at 27. Yo so love the Varo Mato Navajo Mamashustibihi Tapo Yoga Balon Hatta Samasta Nigamanahan. Translation: this demon, Hiranyakashipu, received from me the benediction that he would not be killed by any living being within my creation. With this assurance and with strength derived from austerities and mystic power, he became excessively proud and transgressed all the Vedic injunctions. 28. Dishtya tattanayak sadhur maha bhagavatarbaka taya vimochito mrityor dishtya tong samitodhana. Translation: by great fortune, Hiranyakashipu's son, Prahlad Maharaj, has now been released from death, for although he is a child, he is an exalted devotee. Now he is fully under the protection of your lotus feet. So this is Lord Rama speaking to Lord Nrisimhadeva. 29. Etarvaposte bhagavan dhyayatak paramatmanaha sarvato goptrasantrasan mrityorapi jigang satsaha. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the Supreme Soul. If one meditates upon your transcendental body, you naturally protect him from all sources of fear, even the imminent danger of death. Okay, yeah, I think you read that. Okay, so then text 30. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Mayabang Vivor Suranam Te. Pradeyak Padmasambhava. Parakuro Nisarganam. Ahinam Amritam Yata. The third line, Sambhava, it should be Sambhava. So if you see an O there, that's not correct. I heard some people say Sambhava. It's Sambhava. Okay? Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Mayavang Vibho Suranam Te. Pradeyak Padma Sambhava. Parakruro Nisarganam. Ahinam amritam yata. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Mayavang Vibho Suranam Te. Pradeyak Padma Sambhava. Varakruro Nisarganam. Ahinam amritam yata. Please chant. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Pradeyak Padma Sambhava. Parakrura Nisarganam. Ahinahamritangyata. Sri Bhagavanu Vacha. Maivang Vivo Suranangte. Padeyak Padmasampava. Parakrura Nisarganam. Ahinam Amritangyata. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Maivang Vivo Suranangte. Padeyak Padmasampava. Parakrura Nisarganam. Ahinam Amritam Yata. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Maivang Vipo Suranangte. Padeyak Padmasampava. Parakrura Nisarganam. Ahinam Amritam Yata. Vaishnavins. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Maivang Vivo Suranangte. Padeyak Padmasambhava. Parakrura Nisarganam. Ahinam Amritam Yata. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Maivang Vibho Suranangte. Padeyak Padmasambhava. Parakrura Nisarganam. Ahinam Amritam Yata. So, synonyms. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead replied to Brahma, Ma, do not. Evam, thus. Vibho, O great person. Asuranam, unto the demons. Te, by you. Padeya, bestow benedictions. Padmasambhava, O Lord Brahma, born from the lotus flower. Varaha, benediction. Krura Nisarganam, persons who are by nature very cruel and jealous. Ahinam, to snakes. Amritam, nectar or milk. Yata, just as. Translation. The Personality of Godhead replied, My dear Lord Brahma, O great Lord born from the lotus flower, just as it is dangerous to feed milk to a snake, so it is dangerous to give benedictions to demons, who are by nature ferocious and jealous. I warn you not to give such benedictions to any demon again. Please repeat. The Personality of Godhead replied, My dear Lord Brahma, O great Lord, born from the lotus flower, just as it is dangerous to feed milk to a snake, so it is dangerous to give benedictions to demons, who are by nature ferocious and jealous. I warn you not to give such benedictions to any demon again. So there's no purport to that verse. We're going to go on for a few more verses. 31. Sri Narada Vacha Ityuktva Bhagavan Rajang Satashan Tardade Harihi Adrishyak Sarvabhutanam Pujitak Parameshtina. Translation. Narada Muni continued, O King Yudhishthir, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's not visible to an ordinary human being, spoke in this way, instructing Lord Brahma. Then, being worshipped by Brahma, the Lord disappeared from that place. 32. Tasak tatak sampuja shirsa bhavande parameshtinam bhavang prajapatin devan parado bhagavat kalaha. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj then worshipped and offered prayers to all the demigods, such as Brahma, Shiva, and the Prajapatis, who are all parts of the Lord. 33. Tatakavyadipi sardham munibi kamalasanaha taityanam dhanavanamcha paradam akarot patim. Thereafter, along with Shukracharya and other great saints, Lord Brahma, whose seat is on the lotus flower, made Prahlad the king of all the demons and giants in the universe. So there are such things as giants. People think it's fairy tales when they hear of giants, but here it's confirmed. There are giants. Purport. By the grace of Lord Nrsingadev, Prahlad Maharaj became a greater king than his father, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad's inauguration was performed by Lord Brahma in the presence of other saintly persons and demigods. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paschati Deshtarine Om Agyana Timirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unvilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadabayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishyavangscha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvatam Tangsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sayatam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvatangscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Haripre Vanchakopa Turubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanang Pavane Bhyo Vaishnava Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So yesterday we had a little discussion about how it seems that Lord Krishna says that he's fair, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, he doesn't take sides, he's equal to everyone. But at the same time we see he ripped apart Hiranyakashipu and he says in the 16th chapter, Tanahang Dushata Kruran, that anybody who's envious and mischievous, he cast them forever into demoniac species of life. So it doesn't seem to balance. But we should understand that from Krishna's perspective, yes, everybody's equal. They're all his parts and parcels. This case in particular is very, very instructive because on the one hand, we know that Jai and Vijay came down because of their apparent offense to the four Kumaras. They became, first of all, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And then, so the Lord certainly knows that. Lord Vishnu knows that. He made the arrangement because they had to choose between either three births as demons or seven births as devotees. Yet, we see that when they come down and then they act as demons, they're coming straight from Vaikuntha, they're acting as demons. They're not actually demons. They're actually the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha. Still, he becomes angry, so ferocious. So is he playing? Is it not real anger? Is he just playing around? Is the Lord manifesting real anger or is he just playing? Because he knows that they're Jai and Vijay. He's not confused. He knows that they're not actually demons. It's Leela. It's Leela. It's pastime. The Lord certainly knows. He knows at every moment exactly what's happening. Who is who, what's what. So this is part of his Leela. He is accomplishing a lot of things with one action. By allowing these two gatekeepers of Vaikuntha to take birth as demons, he comes and manifests his fighting spirit, which is not possible in Vaikuntha, at least not in this way. We know in Goloka, the coward boys are mock fighting with Krishna, and they're sometimes conquering Krishna, and he has to carry them on his shoulders. That's a different kind of fighting. But this kind of blood and guts fighting, it's not possible in the Vaikuntha realm, because nobody's going to oppose the Lord in that angry mood. Plus, nobody has any guts there. There's no difference between the inside of the body and the outside of the body. Everybody is what you see. Not like here. You see a body, and inside the body, there's one living entity in the heart region thinking that this is me. Meanwhile, there's so many other living entities in the body running around also. So, you know, you're looking at Vijay here, but inside Vijay's body, there's so many living entities running around, so many worms and germs. But yet, there's one soul in the region of the heart, conscious being, thinking that I am this body. So that's not the case in Vaikuntha. I personally asked Prabhupada that on a morning walk. And Prabhupada said, no, that's not the case. It's not that the bodies in Vaikuntha are made up of many different souls, and there's no. Every body that you see, whether it's a tree body or a human body or a plant, animal, whatever body you see, that's a spiritual body, and that's one living entity. There are no other living entities in there. So, yeah, nobody in Vaikuntha has any guts to be ripped out. So when the Lord wants to fight in that mood, he has to come here. And some of his devotees, who's going to fight the Lord? You know, there's nobody who can oppose the Lord, actually. But his devotees, knowing his mood, they take on that role to fight the Lord. Otherwise, he's not going to come here and fight with some little, you know, cholo from, you know, East Los Angeles. He's not going to do that. He doesn't have to do that. Either the LAPD will take care of them, or another gangster will shoot them or something. They'll die anyway. Their death is guaranteed. So the Lord doesn't have to come for that reason. So when he comes and fights in this really angry mood, he's fighting against a devotee who's assumed that role as a demon. And they really get into it. You know, whether it was Jai or Vijay, I'm not sure which one was, Hiranyakashipu, really thought the Lord to be his enemy. Came in that inimical mood to the Lord. Because that's what's necessary to dare to fight against God. So he had this super heavy mood of a demon. And no demigods, nobody else could take care of him. The Lord had to come and take care of him. Especially after Lord Brahma gave all these benedictions that seemed ironclad, airtight. There's no way he could die. All right? No human being, no animal, no demigod, no weapon. There were so many benedictions. So now the Lord is telling Brahma, don't do this again. Don't give the demons any such benedictions again. Because just like you don't give milk to a poisonous snake, it just increases their poison. You know, in the name of charity, you may think, well, the snakes have a right to eat also. Let me give it. No, you shouldn't do that. Don't give milk to a snake. It just increases their poison. So similarly, he had warned Lord Brahma not to give any more benedictions to demons. Because otherwise they just become, they're by nature cruel and jealous. And we see that. The Lord is not just saying that. He knows everything. He knows everyone. We see recently here in L.A., Dorkarani was telling me, some young lady in Hollywood area, she was taking photographs of some panhandlers. Three guys were begging. And then they asked her to give money because you took my picture, and somewhere else she didn't give the money. So they stabbed her to death. So this is demoniac. This is how demoniac human beings can become. Cruel. So the Lord is saying here, when you have this demoniac mentality, become cruel and jealous. So certain living entities just are like that by nature. So snakes are mentioned because they are by nature cruel like that. You walking, like I hike a lot in the Santa Monica Mountains, and I've come across many, many rattlesnakes. And they are by nature cruel. Once there were four of us going, so the first two went by, and then this Pacific rattler came out. They're the dark green variety. You usually see the tan-colored ones. But there's a dark green variety also. So he came out after the first two hikers went by, then he came, and then I was the right next. So he was confused. Do I bite this one or that one? And he just gave up. But he wanted to bite. I saw that in his eyes. He was ready to strike, even though nobody touched him. That's how cruel snakes are. You don't have to touch them. Just be near, and they're ready to bite you. And we know it's not an ordinary bite. They inject so much venom that you could die. So snakes are like that. And so Janaka Pandit says that there are two kinds of envious beings. There's the snake, and there's the human being who is a snake-like. Now he said of the two, the human being with a snake-like mentality is worse, because he said, Mantrochati, with mantras and herbs you can control Sarpakura Kalakura, Sarpakura Kuryatara Kala. Mantrochati, with mantras and herbs you can control the snake. And we know in India still they have these snake charmers. People think that by, you know, they're blowing these, it's not the blowing of the sound because the snakes can't hear, but it's the motion, they wave back and forth, and they, you know, with herbs and mantras, they can control the snakes. But you see that they cannot control an envious human being by any means. And we see that when somebody is demoniac nature and they're intent on causing pain to others, there's practically nothing you can do. Therefore, we have in human history so many serial killers. They get pleasure killing other human beings. Some of them, they kill so many they can't even figure out. They don't even know to this day how many they killed. They may, you know, charge them with 24 counts of murder, but actually they may have killed 50, 60, 80, who knows. So, and it's not just some cholo from East Los Angeles. Sometimes it's respectful. There was one case in Canada, especially shocking, because the guy was such a highly placed military personality. He was like a colonel or a major or something, really highly placed. He was so trusted that he would be the one to, whenever the prime minister or some high personality had to go anywhere, he'd be the one to fly them places. But at the same time, in his private life, he was a serial killer. Started out by killing the neighbor's daughter, and then went on from there and killed so many other women, particularly targeted women, till they finally caught him. So, the demon does not necessarily have fangs and horns. And, you know, it's not necessarily so obvious who has the demonic mentality. But we learn from the Bhagavad Gita what is the nature of the demon and the nature of the godly. 16th chapter is there. You can read that. So Lord Nrisimhadeva is warning Lord Brahma. Now, did Lord Brahma heed that warning? Did he never again give any benedictions to demons? In one sense, you can say anybody who is in this material world has demoniac nature. You don't stay here unless you have some demoniac tendency. Because, again, the Lord is equal to everyone. He's given everybody the opportunity to come back to Him. Now it's up to us to take. It's up to us to take. Prahlad is a pure soul, and he set that example. He's not concerned about himself, he's just more concerned about those who are hell-bent on trying to enjoy in this material world, and therefore they ignore the Lord, or they try to use the Lord. The particular form of Lord Nrisimhadeva is there for protection of the devotees, and it's particularly stated that he gives protection from these kinds of envious creatures. In the Nrisimha Kavacha, there are two kavachas, by the way. There's one by Prahlad and one spoken by Lord Brahma. So in the one by Prahlad, there's that verse, Vrishchiko ragasambhuta vishapaharanam param brahmarakshasa yakshanam durocharanakaranam. That Lord Nrisimhadeva is fully capable of giving us protection from these kinds of envious creatures. Vrishika, Vrishika means the scorpion. And, you know, any up to the brahmaraksha, which is considered to be the most heavy demoniac you can find out there. They're, previously, in previous life, they were brahmanas. And then because they made some offense, they die and they become brahmarakshasa. They become these ghosts that are really, really heavy and you can't get rid of them so easily. It takes a special personality and power to get rid of them. On the internet, that was very prominent. That I think it was the 40th anniversary of that movie. What was that scary movie again? The Exorcist, right. I remember devotees took advantage of that. We used to, back in the day, there were these drive-in movies, and we used to go there to distribute and collect Lakshmi. And I remember distributing during this movie, and people were super scared. We couldn't hear the sound because you had to be in a car and to have the speaker to hear the sound. So we were just going from car to car. But people were so scared. You would knock on the window, and it was crazy. What are you scaring me for? And then you show them BTG and try to get some Lakshmi out of them. But I do remember seeing that movie over and over again without the sound on the screen. You know, they had that woman and her head would turn around completely. So it's not they say it was based on a true story. It wasn't just somebody made that up. Except the real character was a young boy. He wasn't a girl. And we're not surprised. Of course, there are people who say, this is all just, people make this up. It doesn't really happen scientifically. It can't happen. But we know from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from the Vedic literature, that there are ghosts, and there are demons, and there are giants, like mentioned in today's verse. These are not just creations of figments of somebody's imagination. These creatures actually exist. But if we take shelter of the Lord, if we take shelter of Lord Narasimhadeva, then we don't have to worry about any of these envious creatures. We don't have to worry about them. That doesn't mean that we won't ever get attacked. But, just like in San Diego, when I was down there in the early 90s, one devotee got severely attacked. Pavamana Prabhu, some very low-life person, just, not even bold enough to pick a fight with the devotee and then fight with them. It was a sneak attack. Came up from behind him with a baseball bat, hit him in the head. Just hated devotees so much. And he was in a coma for quite some time. Fortunately, he got back to normal. But so, yes, there are envious creatures, and quite often they target devotees because they're just envious and jealous, and they can't stand to see somebody worship God. Their envy extends to the Lord, and when you're envious of the Lord, then you're obviously envious of the devotees of the Lord also. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful. And sometimes we have to be prepared to retaliate. It's not that devotees should just be pacifists. The same place in San Diego, the bikers would attack regularly. They would regularly attack the temple as a matter of duty. They would come like practically every Friday night to attack. So the devotees down there became very frustrated. And they knew that in L.A., there were some pretty heavy devotees here who knew how to retaliate. So they invited them to come down and take care of the problem. So they did. So they knew exactly where they would come, because the bikers, they would routinely just come down this alleyway behind the temple, and they would, want to fight with devotees to create a problem. So the devotees set a trap for them. They slicked down the alleyway with oil. And then they had different devotees waiting in different spots with weapons. So the guys came as usual. And they came down the alleyway and they slipped on the oil. And then the devotees just beat the tar out of them. And that was it. After that, no more attacks. So sometimes we have to use our intelligence and also our strength. We have to be ready to defend. At least some devotees have to be trained to defend the other devotees. Not that everybody has to get a gun and a knife and a stick. No. But certain devotees have to be trained to do that, and the police, they were shocked, and they were actually proud of the devotees. They said, "We didn't know you had it in you." Because they weren't giving any protection, at least not adequate protection. So the devotees have to be ready. Not that we're vigilantes, we go out looking for people and picking fights, but we have to be ready to protect the temple, the deities, the matajis. Some devotees have to be trained to do that. And when Prabhupada was right here in L.A. in the 70s, he said, "You're not sufficiently prepared to defend the temple." He said, "Some devotees have to be trained to give protection, trained with guns and sticks." He said, "In this age, it means guns and sticks." In other ages, they were like Arjuna, they were trained in archery, not just shooting just regular arrows, but with mantras, they could accomplish wonderful things. They had mountain weapons and wind weapons, and they had all kinds of, training to do all kinds of, that's what kshatriya means. Kshatriya means one who gives protection from harm. The kshatriyas have to be trained to protect the citizens from harm. So they can peacefully prosecute their religious, spiritual life, Krishna conscious life. So, but in this age, we take shelter of the Lord primarily by taking shelter of His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And so today, especially, there's a new opportunity to do that. This new parade happening in Hollywood. And so right after class, everybody's going to take prasadam and head on out, because I think it starts at 10 o'clock. So if any questions, comments on any of these points? Yes, Prem Sankirtan Prabhu. Just squeeze it. You have to squeeze it really hard until the green light comes out. Yeah.
Did Hiranyakashipu know in his present that life, then in any point of time, then he's fighting against his loving Lord?
Did he know? I don't recall any such statement. From their very birth, they were just inimical to the Lord, because that was the arrangement. They were sent here to be in that mood so that the Lord would have to come to take care of them. I don't recall any statement anywhere that says that either Hiranyaksha or Hiranyakashipu were aware of their, you know, who they really were and that who the Lord was. No, they were just born in that mood.
Another question. Can you say more about giants? There is some more description of what they are, how they look like, giants.
So what about it?
Giants.
Yeah, it's mentioned today that there are giants.
But there is some more description about them.
Some description?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in particular cases, like Vritrasura. Vritrasura was a very huge demon, very large. We see, I mean, these paintings that we have are not to be taken lightly. Prabhupada personally instructed, you know, which leelas to paint and what they should look like. So you've seen that painting of Vritrasura fighting against the demigods. He was large. He was huge. Huge demon. Giant. And so there's a race of giants, and there are also a race of really tiny people. That's mentioned in the Mahabharata. Yeah. Oh, Ghatotkacha. Yeah, he's the son of Bhimasena. And Hidimbi. So he was also a giant. So there are different variety of living entities throughout the universe. Some of them are very small. In the Mahabharata also, there's mentioned this race of very small sages. They can like hang out on the tree limbs, you know. There, and so they're from the smallest to the largest. But in every such manifestation, we don't become bewildered, because we know there's a spirit soul. The spirit soul is the same, whether you're in the germ body or the worm body or the bird body or the giant body. It's the same spirit soul. Just like when you're driving on the highway, there are little tiny sports cars and then there are huge tractor trailers, but we know there's one little driver in there, no matter what the vehicle looks like. So you don't get bewildered by the size of the vehicle. So similarly, if we understand the spiritual nature, we don't get bewildered by the size of the body, whether the body is this small or this. Look at, if you can go out to Dana Point sometimes at the right season, you can see blue whales. I've seen them there. So they grow to like 100 feet long. That's gigantic. They weigh probably 60, 80 tons. But it's the same little tiny spark, spirit soul, that's motivating that gigantic body. Same that's motivating our body or little tiny body. Okay? Rantarashim and Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.